Welcome to this short course entitled, So You've Been Asked to Speak. My name is Bruce Ballast, and I have the privilege of leading this course for you. And I just want to give a caveat here on So You've Been Asked to Speak. Now, I'm going to assume here several things. One, that you are somebody who's been asked maybe to preach in your church, or maybe you've been asked to give devotions, or maybe you've been asked to lead a Bible study and be the main speaker in that Bible study. I'm going to assume that you, in some way or another, have been asked to speak. And this course is intended to help you put together your talk, your sermon, your message in such a way that it will be effective, impactful, and helpful to the people to whom you speak. Now, a couple of caveats about that, and one is that I am somebody who is a preacher, and I teach preaching in CLI, and what you're going to get in this class is a small section of a much larger course, a 36-session course that exists in CLI on preaching. And I encourage you, if you're interested in what's here, to go there, and you will learn more. But for now, what I want to remind you of is that I am a preacher, and so much of what I say in this class will apply to preaching. And I'm going to refer to preaching and sermons. However, the principles that I'm going to give you will fit in any kind of talk that you might want to give. And so with that in mind, we are going to talk about So You've Been Asked to Speak. Now, one thing I want you to take note of as we begin is, of course, who's speaking to you. And so just a brief word of introduction. First of all, I'm somebody who was in ministry for, I still am in some respects, for 40-plus years. During that time, I got to serve three churches as pastor, and I began to look at speaking and the art of speaking, and you know, officially it's known as rhetoric, very, very early on. When I was still in seminary, I had the privilege of working with an older man who was just 6 months from retirement, and he was a good preacher. And so my first Sunday working with him in Tucson, Arizona, I got up and preached one of my seminary messages. And then on Monday, we got together to talk about that message. And he looked at me on Monday, and with a sense of disappointment but hope, he said, you know what? Everything you said was right. Biblically, it was true. He said, but nobody was listening after the first 5 minutes. And, talk about crushing to a seminary student who's trying to, do his best in preaching, and all of a sudden, I've been stabbed here. I don't understand what's happening. But then he said to me, well, let's go back and reconstruct that message with the hearer in mind. And so we did that, and we did that each week during the 10 weeks I worked with him during the summer. That was so helpful to me, and that began me on set me on a search for what is effective preaching and teaching. And so I have read voluminously on the subject. I have practiced what I am going to share with you and preach to you today and in this coming sessions. I have looked at this stuff carefully to find out what is effective. Now, a caveat again, what is effective is often what the Holy Spirit does with it, not necessarily what you are intended to get done. But still, there are some skill actions, some skill secrets to know that will help you be more effective for having people tune into you when you are when you are talking somewhere. So let's begin today by just asking the question, where do messages come from? Messages can come from a variety of places, I guess. Messages may come from God. When you look back at the Old Testament, you'll find that those prophets in the Old Testament received messages from God. God said to them, now you go and say this to the other people. And so it was a message direct from God. And the prophets wouldn't say, I am saying this. They would say, God says this. Jehovah, Yahweh says this. And it was a message directly from God. Now, sometimes when you have those kind of messages, oh man, that is exciting. I've had that happen a few times in my life where, I just felt like this was God's message for this people at this time in this place. One of them was when I was a guest In fact, I was at a church that was considering to calling me as pastor. And on Saturday night at a dinner with some people from the church, one of the elders of the church suggested that I talk about something other than what I had planned to in preaching. And I said, no, I can't. I said, I can't do that, because if I do that, the people are going to be distracted and they won't listen to the message that I've come to bring. And I have a message for this church that I believe is direct from God. Those are great moments. Now, for me, they happen with occasional kind of frequency. They didn't happen all the time. But I knew occasionally that I had a message from God. And so sometimes you may have that you're feeling this burden and you feel like there's something you just have to share with somebody. In fact, I'm preaching in a couple of weeks in a church as guest pastor. And I sent in my scripture passage to the worship director there and my title and just a summary of my sermon so that she could plan worship effectively. And she sent an email back saying, whoa, this is something. She says, we had a woman share just 2 weeks ago in our church. She's a member of our church, and she was reading the same passage you've given me to preach on. And she just said she had to share this because she felt it was a message from God for the church. And she said, I feel like God must be saying something if you're going to preach on that passage too. Sometimes God does that. You're reading the scriptures, you're planning something, and it's just this overwhelming sense of, I've got to share this message. Paul says it, you know, woe to me if I don't preach. I'm compelled to preach because I have this incredible message from God. So messages come from God. Secondly, we would say that messages come from the Bible, especially if you're preaching. This is where you will all of a sudden get a message, and we're going to talk about some of the ways that happens. But you may be reading a passage, and you say, whoa, that will preach. That will be something that will be meaningful for the people to whom I'm speaking. And so you will begin to form a message in your mind based on what you find in the Bible. Now, the Bible, if you're preaching, should be the source of every message that you have in one way, shape, or form. So we could say that where do messages come from? Well, they come from the Bible, and they come from studying the Bible, and they come from looking at how God views the world from the Bible. So messages come from the Bible. A third place they come from are what I'm going to call connections. Where do messages come from? Well, they're connections. They're connections that are made in our hearts and minds. That's the picture there, in our heart, that all of a sudden we have a conviction about something. And so we say, you know, this has to be. I have to give this message. I was reading somebody recently who wrote a book, and it was a book that was basically a Bible study. But this person had been in Nepal and had been up in the mountains there and had found out the reality of slavers, people who were going and purchasing young girls for prostitution down in the main country, main capital of the country. And her heart was so burdened that she began studying the Bible and said, what does God have to say to this? What is the responsibility for my church back in the United States? It was a connection that was made in her heart. Sometimes it's made in your mind. Sometimes it's a connection of something you hear, something you see, something you read. Maybe you listen to a sermon or read a sermon and you say, yeah, that is something that, you know, in the vernacular of us preachers, we say, that'll preach. That is something that'll preach. So messages can come from all of these different sources. They are from these places. Might come from a sermon that you've listened to or read. You know, I read other people's sermons with quite a bit of frequency. And sometimes I will look at that and I'll say, yeah, you know what? I know that this is going to make an impact. And so I borrow, and we're going to talk about plagiarism at some point here, that you can't just take somebody else's message and use it without first, you know, checking the accuracy according to accuracy of assigning credit where credit is due. That's what I'm trying to say. So messages come from all of these kind of places. And we're going to look at, you know, how, when you get a message like that, what do you do with it? And so in the next session, we're going to check that out a little more carefully on where messages come from, but the kinds of messages that can be developed as you think about, you've been asked to speak somewhere. There are basically two different kinds. If you want more to know about that, you can check out the class that's in Christian Leaders Institute that I lead on preaching, where I talk about various kinds of sermons. But we're going to look at two different kinds, two different approaches to Scripture. And so I invite you to come back for the next session, and we'll resume this then. Thank you.